Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel. Sif Mem Aleph. Nitma l'meis, she'enu meshivah meisei mitzvah. If a kohen became tamei to a meis, that's not one of the seven close relatives that he has to matama for. Posam in a duchen, so such a kohen cannot duchen. Umikol ma'ilas ha'kahuna, he loses all the benefits of kahuna. Until he does tshuva, and he makes a resolution that he will not become tamei to mesim anymore. Some say, that a kohen who has a daughter who adopts another religion or is mezaneh, we don't have to give this kohen any special treatment, because she defiles and disgraces her father. Mishtabura Sivkotan Kufnun. Nitma lemeis v'chulu. A kohen becomes tamei when he's not supposed to, so he can't duchen. V'nadavka b'meizid. This is talking about a kohen who intentionally is metame. V'ayim be'alocha lukim be'alocha. Be'alocha is medayik in Divimasna Nitma lemeis that the language of Shulchan Aruch implies that even if he only did this one time, ba'akrai, one time, it wasn't a normal thing, wasn't a regular thing, if it's b'mezid, he's nifsal. When he has daiti, in my humble opinion, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Miloshna Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah, the Tani, v'hamet hamel emesim, mashma implies, k'shumud l'kach, only if he does this regularly, oz konsu chacham, then the chacham give a kanas, and he can't meduchen, avalo benit mepam achas, not if it happens in a one-time event. So, when the kohen is metamel emesim regularly, he disregards kedushas kahuna, then we don't let him duchen. But if it happened once, one time kind of thing, so then the halacha is we don't say that he loses his milas hakahuna. That's how the mishnah wants to look. Sevkan kufnun aleph v'yakabel, the kohen who does tshuva has to make a resolution not to metamel anymore. He's mekabel b'beisin. This is a resolution in beisin. But here, the halacha doesn't require him to make a vow and a promise al das rabim, like the kohen who is married to a grusha, or any other woman that a kohen can't marry. Dishani arayitz, because arayitz are different. The yitzvah tokvay is a much stronger yitzvah hara. So there, his tshuva requires of him to make a public vow and promise that he won't do it again. As opposed to a kohen who's metamel emesim, even without the vow, the resolution and basin is sufficient. V'ayim et shuvas kasav soy for simet zayin. Look at shuvas kasav soy for simet zayin. Beroy fishim evak emesim sheshotel savoches moman. A doctor who goes and checks on the dead who benefits. I think he's a medical examiner. He's a medical examiner, and he makes money when he goes in to determine the person died. For him, it's not good enough to go to base and say, okay, I won't do it anymore. He has to make an ad the same as the women that he's not supposed to marry, that he does, because there you have Yitzhak Tokfu again. There's the element that this is Panos that depends on this, so he has to make an ad or das rab, and he won't do it anymore. Sivkan Kufnun Beis. The Rav brings the Yesh Oimim, that if the kohen's daughter hemira ozinsa, then he loses kedushas kahuna. Shehemira ozinsa, I'm a gavam. If you look at my gavam, shochiach, he proves the lo mechaleles of virak biznus. This woman will not defile her father's status. Will not take down her father's status of kahuna unless she's mizana. The havde shamra, he should have watched over her. Avalo bahamra, but not if she abandons Yiddishkeit and embraces another religion. She will not mechalel saviya. That pasuk is referring to zunus. It's not referring to embracing another religion. V'hadunaka shehemira. So why does it say hemira? Mishum dekimin. Shehemira mistomis is a gamkin. Because if she embraces another religion, we assume she's mezana. U'mashakasav ozinsa hainu ozinsa lachos. Someone says this or that, it's either hemira with zunus or zunus by itself. Sifkan Kuflun Gimel, Ein Mechuyov and Oyd Lekasha. So then we don't have to give him Dushas Kahuna because of Yehi Mechalelis. Hainale Einyan of Torach Rishon, Ulvarach Rishon. These are all the special milas we give to a Kayin, that he's the first one to get an Aliyah, he's the first one, he's Shemizamin, avalol in nesias kapayim, but it doesn't affect his ability to duchen. Shafilim ba'atzal aval is his nus, because what's the halach if he himself is mezana? Gam kein nesias kapayim, we said before, he can duchen. Kedel b'sif lamentes, or glutin sif lamentes. V'koshken shein nifsai des nus, pita certainly doesn't lose the ability to duchen through his daughter's nus. M'avor b'mordechai, if you look in the Mordechai, that even though the daughter is mezana, they have the right, they can, if they want to, give the kuna, they can't. They don't have to. That's the word. It's not that they're not allowed to let him get the first aliyah. They can if they want to, but they're not obligated to. This is talking about a woman who's mezana when she's already married with erusin and nisuin. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Al penuya lo. It's not discussing a single woman who's mezana. Because for achronim the mezana zeh in minig lifsal koyim b'shulz naspito. Today the achronim write that today the minig is not the pasuk koyin if the daughter is mezana. Ohamar zas shal beno bito, or if either son or daughter is meimer, if they go away from Yiddishkeit, we're not going to revoke his Kedushas Kahuna based on that. They get notes on the side, explains that the reason is when she's Mizane and she's Mechalaviyah, that's with Edim and Hasra. We don't have that today. That doesn't exist today. And Memela, that doesn't apply. And second of all, he brings from Mordechai that we have the Rashus to give him Kedushas Kahuna, so we would take that right and give him Kedushas Kahuna anyway. Se'if membeis hecholol in anoisis kapov. A cholol doesn't duchen at all. What's a chol? Mr. Bruce of Khan Kufan hey cholol. Tainu hanoilad mi suikuna. This is the child of a kayin who's married to a woman he's not supposed to be married to. Shein gerusha zayna v'chalala. A kayin who's married to a divorcee, a zayna or a chalala, their child is a cholol. That child doesn't duchen. So Khan involve in anoisis kapov. Why not? He has no din kahuna. He's mamash like a czar for all matters. This is the halacha in Evan Ezra and Zayin. Even if his din chol is darbanon, can go no mi chalutza. If the father married a chalutza, gam kenin is a kapah, he also cannot duchen. The halacha is that min ha-teira the kain cannot marry grusha. Min darbon, he cannot marry a chalutza. If he marries a chalutza, then their child is also a chalal and doesn't get the duchen. Sif mem gimel. Achar shivis yimei avelus nois akapov. At the conclusion of shiva, a kohen can duchen. Utar shivis yimei avelus, yetzim yetzim knesses. During shiva, he should go out of the shul. B'shar shakari kohanim, they call out kohanim. It's interesting that he's in shul in the first place. But if he's in shul, he has to go out when they call kohanim. The Yesh Oyim, some say, the Kozman ha Avelus Afilu Bizchoidish al Avalimo in a Kapov. Some say that the entire duration of Avelus, even up to 12 months for a parent, father, or mother, he would not duchen. The Chenu Hagen, we didn't say that is the Minigan Armadinus. Yishtaburus of Khan Kufn Zain. Yetzir as a Knesses, so during Shiva he walks out. The Medina Chayv Avalavach. La Halacha, the Aval should duchen. He has all the mitzvahs. Shechayv Chal Mitzvah Mos B'Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah apply to him. The meaning is he shouldn't duchen. Because the kohen has to be happy and good-hearted when he gives the bracha. Like it says, "V'tov leiv hu yivarech." To one with a tov leiv gives the bracha. So he should better leave before they call him up, and where they don't call him up to go up the duchen. Even on Shabbos, and there's no other kohen, lo yal, he should not go up to duchen. Ubidiyavin im lo yotza, let's say he didn't go out, bidiyavin, the kuru lost duchen, they called him to go up. Bein v'shabbos, bein v'chol, whether Shabbos or weekday. Bein she'en shum koin elohu, bein im kahan mechem, whether there is no other koin or there are other kahanim, tzarechlaus, he'll have to go up. Dim lo kin elohu, because if not, he's over on a mitzvah seseh. Now, the notes point out that even though the halacha says that the koin doesn't duchen during shiva, the notes bring that this would follow in the shiva house. There's no duchening, and many don't have the mitzvah to leave at all, because there's no duchening. However, it is brought down that in Yerushalayim, the minig is to yes duchen in the house of an aval, and there are those who would hold that the other Kahanim who go up to Duchen, but not the Ovel himself. And Shlomo Zalman said that even though the Ovel could be Sheikh Tzibur, but the Ovel shouldn't be Makri, the Pesukim, to the Kahanim. And as far as Alkeinu Kevaseinu goes, so if you're not duchening in the house, you're not going to say it. But in places that were duchen in the house, then they would say it to the no kahanim. And he says the minig in Yerushalayim is even if the oval is other duchen, v'yesh hanom Yerushalayim, that even the oval himself is other duchen. Kafachaim keshachaim, both being such a minig. So the halach, simple halach is we don't, and it's not nageh, but in Yerushalayim, there are those who say the special minhag of Yerushalayim different. Se'iv katan kufnun ches, v'afilu adyud b'schoydesh. There are those who say it's not just during Shiva, but all the way through the 30 days of Avelus or Yud Beis Chodesh for parents, the Kohen doesn't duchen. Hanafil b'Shabbos Yontif, even on Shabbos and Yontif. She'en unikra shoy b'simcha. We don't say the Kohen is steeped in simcha. Shay osu leilech b'simchas nisuhin, because like we know he can't go to chasana during that time. V'u'adin ha'koy v'meisa b'regel. The same halacha applies if someone lost a relative over Yontif and the niftar was buried over Yontif. Half a piece of dying the chol of avias. Now the avias doesn't begin till yontiv is over. Mikomokom hariyakoponim osu besimcha kumasvayaka. But still, this person who didn't start his avias yet doesn't have any simcha. There's no is an isra simcha during the rest of the yontiv. Vuadin einin. The same is true of an einin. Afilu biyontiv. Even on yontiv shuchay b'chol mitzvah where the aninus is suspended and is obligated in the mitzvah. So here they didn't do the burial yet. The burial is going to be after yontiv. But he's not steeped in simcha, and he shouldn't duchen. But we already wrote that if they tell him to go up to duchen, he would go up and duchen. When it comes to an oinin before the burial, even if they called him to duchen, he should not go up and duchen. For 12 months for the parents, the avelus, he wouldn't duchen. The same is true for a shloshim for the 30 days for other relatives that he's obligated to misabel that he would not duchen. But what if in shul there aren't two kahanim without the ovel? Maybe there's one kohen without him, but he's the second. The halacha is that we would let him duchen during the 12 months of Avelus for a parent or during the 30 days for other relatives, because without two kahanim, there's a shah if it's a mitzvah d'iraisa. We don't call out kahanim. So now it's a short question of only drabonon, he can make it d'iraisa. So in that case, we'll soymich, so to speak, on the mechaber that says, after Shiva, let him go up in duchen. But if there are two kahanim without him, then he should not duchen, he should step out before, let's say, and let them duchen without him.